A victorious Bernie Sanders told throngs of supporters in New Hampshire that his win sets the stage for further success ahead.
This victory here is the beginning of the end for Donald Trump. With victories behind us, popular vote in Iowa and the victory here tonight, we're going to Nevada, we're going to South Carolina, we're going to win those states as well.
And the senator, the darling of the left in the party, predicted that once the primary battles are over, Democrats will come together in the battle to defeat President Trump.
No matter who wins, and we certainly hope it's going to be us, we are going to unite together. We are going to unite together and defeat the most dangerous president in the modern history of this country.
Pete Buttigieg, the former mayor of South Bend, Indiana, is hailing his second place finish in New Hampshire. He told supporters that voters there had provided his campaign with added momentum following his strong showing last week in Iowa.
You asserted that famous independent streak. And thanks to you, a campaign that some said shouldn't be here at all has shown that we are here to stay.
But in many ways, the biggest winner of the night was third-placed Amy Klobuchar, the senator from Minnesota. Her campaign has been slow to catch fire, but she believes that New Hampshire has provided it with the momentum it needs.
I cannot wait to win the nomination. I cannot wait to build a movement and win with a movement of fired-up Democrats, of independents and moderate Republicans that see this election as we do. We see it as an economic check on this president. We see it as a patriotism check, and we see it as a decency check.
What was good news for all of those candidates was a disaster for former Vice President Joe Biden. He insists he's staying in the presidential race despite a deeply disappointing finish in New Hampshire. He cancelled plans to host a rally there and instead travelled to South Carolina, where he told an audience made up of African-American and Latino voters that he has no plans to quit the race at this very early stage.
Now, where I come from, that's the opening bell, not the closing bell. And the fight to end Donald Trump's presidency is just beginning. Just beginning.
But there are huge questions now about his viability as the centrist who can win the party's presidential nomination, especially with Pete Buttigieg and Amy Klobuchar now making rapid gains. Joe Biden says he'll stay in the race until Super Tuesday, March the 3rd, when the race goes national. But that looks an awfully long way away from here.